the Divided Kingdom Evening News Program. We're coming to you live on the Global Star Radio Network, Wednesday, August 21st, 5 p.m. This program will be heard at WWCR.com, Thursday, August 22nd, at 8 p.m. Also on their shortwave, 4.840 megahertz. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Coppock Caverly.
As we return to our recurring August broadcast theme, Sharks and Secrets, no matter how many shocking things are delineated here tonight, or how many secrets revealed, nothing illustrates the growing moral darkness in America, so very ready for God's harboring judgment to fall, than these first three True News August 20th Democratic Convention vignette headlines. 1. The Democratic Convention has mobile abortion clinics outside. 2. Men on the convention floor simulated sex with people around them cheering. 3. Biden showed up for the 11th time at the convention. Quote, America, America, I gave my best to you, unquote. While Biden talked, the arms and legs of babies were being pulled off outside as abortions continued.
It's really horrific, and we know that we have been called to come to you as watchpersons during this darkening time in America, and we know that, above all, God Almighty gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins. And if you don't know Him, repent and give your life to Him, and everything will be different. We're under extreme attacks everywhere. And certain persons we thought we could trust in the patriot community have turned out to be disingenuous, perhaps even doing illegal things. So we have warned a number of you who were contributing, because we must seek the truth and we must continually look at our own lives and look at those who surround us and keep our wits, keep our eyes open, because you know, I think it was from something in Corrie Ten Boom's writings there, that just because there's a mouse in a cookie jar doesn't make it a cookie. The same is true of the Christians. So Lou is telling you now how bad things are. Lou, we thought it was bad when the Republican convention ditched the issue of abortion and brought on Kid Rock and Hulk Hogan, and they could yell their hubris, make America great again, and they could entertain the log cabin Republicans. Melania Trump could have them at a fundraiser at Trump Tower. We thought that was bad. That's nothing compared to what you read. The iniquities of Sodom, the iniquities of killing the children, the Israelites long ago taking their little babies up into the groves and hurling them into the fires of Moloch. Is that any different from those vans, Lou? What do you think?
I think these vans are just a symptom of the same kind of terrible sin, terrible, murderous sin, that was present in the ancient world. And we thought we had come further than that, but we haven't.
The heart of man is deceitfully wicked, the Bible says, and we see it confirmed more and more. And now moving to more of these Shocks and Secrets headlines, August 22nd, The People's Voice, and we have WEF memo outlines plot to roll out Sharia law and legalize pedophilia in Western nations. And this was August 16th at the same place, the People's Voice. Leaked documents show that Thomas Crooks trained at CIA-linked gun range prior to assassination attempt. And then the rest of these from the People's Voice are also dated August 16th. German police begin raiding homes of citizens who share, quote, non-mainstream, end of quote, content. NATO admits Russia had nothing to do with the Nord Stream pipeline attack. Then we have deadly sloth fever has spread to humans in Europe, a debilitating virus that originates in sloths and is spread by insect bites, has been reported for the first time in Europe. According to the European Center for Disease Control, ECDC, the Oropouche, that's spelled capital O-R-O-P-O-U-C-H-E virus, has been reported in 19 people within the past 2 months. The virus originates in pale-throated sloths, non-human primates, and birds. In severe cases, meningitis can result. Then we have another warning there. U.S. cancer expert warns that every turbo cancer patient in the U.S. is under 45. Then we also have August 15th, the head of German intelligence reveals Zelensky behind Nord Stream pipeline attack. And these headlines just keep building the thesis that we are in a broken world. So now we go to LifeSite News. August 14th headlines, Paralympics approves transgender male to compete against women for the first time. Christian Pakistani woman attacked after being accused of desecrating a Quran. Massachusetts passes radical pro-LGBT equality kind of a bill seeking to completely redefine the family. Natural News, August 15th headlines. Facebook censors biologist Richard Dawkins for saying male trans women boxers shouldn't fight women at the Olympics. Abortions dropped to almost zero in Texas after the state's near total ban on infanticide. LL Flooring files for bankruptcy and will close 94 stores amid declining sales. Then we have Germany, EV, and that's electric vehicles, plummet by almost half in first 6 months of 2024. You know, Lou, if we weren't facing the kinds of things that you brought out with those three horrific True News headlines from the Democratic Convention, if we weren't facing the complete degradation of morals and civilization, Christian civilization in this country, you know, you could think, hopefully, if it was just a surface issue, the crazy climate people with their electric vehicles, it's just not working out, and that will fade away. When these older people, like Klaus Schwab and all the ones trying to still run that, when they're gone, it will fade. However, there is this other problem. The bigger problem is that it is a moral and spiritual degradation and sickness and evil that is taking over more and more and more and more. So we cannot count on victories, can we, that we once was counted on when we had a moral nation?
No, I'm afraid you're just right about that. There is such a low level of morals in this country now that you don't see anything that can turn it around. At least I don't see anything that will turn it around. And without that, there's not much hope for the future.
And all of you listeners to the Divided Kingdom, and you are a select group, we know that maybe 80% of the population doesn't give a you-know-what. They don't care. They just want their complacent, easy, still rather affluent lives in many cases here in America. But those of you who do honor Jesus Christ, you understand that a time in which children can have their genitals cut off in the name of political and ideological reasons, we're in a very hellacious time. We're almost living in the pit of hell. And so those of you who value this program, we thank you from our deepest hearts. And we do need more contributions. If any of you can write checks to either WWCR or to Global Star Communications of any amount, please do send them to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And then again is Luke Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. So we're getting back to these headlines that if we weren't in such a moral dilemma, I think we would see this trend really take over, like in Germany with the electric vehicles plummeting the sales. Because here we've had a little update from the August 7th Fort Fairfield Journal. Maryland school district gets rid of electric school buses, goes back to diesel. In October 2022, Montgomery County Public Schools entered into a $168 million contract for 326 new electric buses. It was claimed the electric buses would save 6,500 gallons of fuel daily and cut costs by 50%. However, millions of dollars were wasted due to late delivery of the buses and mechanical and charging failures, which rendered many buses inoperable for extended periods. In October 2023, the school board approved the purchase of 90 diesel buses for over $14.7 million to address the shortfall of available and operable buses. See, listeners, isn't that encouraging? But at the same time, those of you who are longtime listeners recall that over the last 2 years, Lou and I have reported frequently from this large county in Maryland, from their school system, all the kinds of LGBTQ travesties that they were promoting in their curriculum, in the books for the children to read. All kinds of things were going on. And in a lot of these school systems, I don't recall whether they were just specifically this, but teachers were being trained to keep parents out of the loop with this LGBTQ kind of transition agenda. So again, what we're saying is we need great prayer, we need repentance in America, and we do ask for you to pray constantly for America to repent, and we do need your prayers, Lou and I, for healing, physical healing, I do especially, and for our money situation. We do need more help, and we pray a prayer of thanks that recently the Lord has opened up a couple more avenues unexpectedly in which we could get a number of our COVID and coming chaos books to young college-age kids. They are the future, and we know that Marx and Lenin and Mao and all of them, Stalin, they all knew that. They wanted the youth. Hitler knew it. And so you see, please pray for that. And we do hope we'll be able to order more books soon. So if any of you want to contribute even toward that, it would probably take about $300 to reorder again a number of books. So if you want to send something to Lou Caverly, you can mark it for books, and we will use it specifically for that. So now we're moving on in these headlines. And so we have a 61-year-old man in the UK gets 18 months prison sentence for chanting, "Who the F is Allah?" Former Treasure Island residents accuse Kamala Harris of covering up radiation poisoning of black communities.
And now we have some more headlines. The next group is from the Gateway Pundit, August 16th. Joe Biden orders taxpayer-funded Secret Service protection for former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle. ESPN finds Sam Ponder amid budget cuts after fires Sam Ponder amid budget cuts after she stands alone in defending women's sports against transgender athletes. Danish drug maker ready to cash in with 10 million monkeypox vaccine doses.
Slow down, Lou. Slow down, and let's hear that in your big booming voice again. I don't believe what I just heard. Tell us again.
Danish drug maker ready to cash in with 10 million monkeypox vaccine doses set for production following the WHO's global health emergency declaration.
We can see the agenda is here, and it won't be just using so-called monkeypox, probably.
That's
these vaccines
right.
are being prepared. Go ahead.
Higgins Report, Part 3. Trump assassination attempt. FBI cleaned up biological evidence from the crime scene in one day. Something unheard of.
And we also, Lou, heard that within 10 days, the body of Crooks was cremated because there was a legislator who wanted to study it, and when he found out why the body was gone.
That's right.
And you equated that to JFK's car.
Yes, we could make several correspondences. JFK's limousine was shipped off as fast as they could do it. Now, the Secret Service claimed that they kept the car in the White House garage until about a month later after the assassination. But several workers and even one of the owners, founders of one of the automobile manufacturing and design companies up in Detroit and I think in Ohio as well, said that within a couple of days, the limousine was up there. And they completely took out all the interior of the limousine and put a new windshield in because the original windshield showed a bullet in the going right through the front windshield.
Oh, how inconvenient.
That would have been very inconvenient to those that wanted Lee Harvey Oswald to be blamed for all the shots. And then, of course, we have the World Trade Center, the 9/11 disaster, where they shipped off the steel so that nobody could analyze it.
That's right. There wouldn't be any thermite found on anything, would there?
No, that's exactly right. They got rid of that just in the nick of time. Now we have some more headlines. Wicked, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris force states to fund health care costs for illegal aliens starting November 1st, 2024. As average U.S. family pays $23,968 per year for that same health care cost. CNN catches Tim Walz's campaign in major lie concerning his past arrest. And then from WorldNet Daily, we have these headlines. Al-Qaeda-linked Muslim group got $2 million from Tim Walz's state government.
You know, there are great concerns about him. I'm thinking about Rick Wiles on True News. He said he is really someone to be feared because he has a lot of crowd charisma, and he presents himself as just this little old Midwest good old boy type, but he has made 18 trips to communist China, and there were reports that he went shopping every time to get Mao's little red book so he could give it out, give it to people. He seems to be just about as red as the Clintonistas, doesn't he, Lou?
Maybe more so. It sounds that way from what you just said. Finishing up now with these headlines, basic groceries cost 21% more because of the Biden-Harris policies. And Tim Walz gave almost $100,000 in COVID-19 funds to abortion doula trainers.
And we were talking, we of course cannot name names, but there has been a concern among some listeners contributing to someone we had elicited aid for, and someone is well known, has written books that are rather exemplary, looked at, but we can see that sometimes people who help others, their funds are diverted for nefarious purposes. And we can just know that we cannot let down our guard. And Lou and I are warning you, don't be giving your money out to causes that you don't know where the money goes. And, you know, much as we love the Orthodox Jewish people, not the Zionist takeover, not the Netanyahu genocide of Gaza, none of that. But just the same, we are very suspicious about these groups that are eliciting money for Holocaust survivors. Because, you know, you and I have talked, Lou, how old would they have to be surviving? About 100?
Well, they'd have to be right up there because the war ended in 1945. So we're talking
let's say if someone
79
was 10
years.
10 years old then.
They'd have to be 89 now.
That would be the very youngest, probably, that you could
probably
have.
Probably, I would think so.
You have to make your decisions as the Lord leads you, but we ask you not to waste your money sending it out places where you don't know what they're doing with it. You know, there are people in your neighborhood who may need some help. God may show you very clearly what you're to do with it. And you do have to keep preparing because we do wonder what is going to happen. Again, we are mentioning True News. We don't always agree with them. We almost joined them one time. We tried to. God wouldn't permit it. And we see reasons why. We have a different purpose, and we don't always agree on things. We think they have a more interest in replacement theology, and that's far from what Lou and I believe theologically. However, we do have to respect that right now some of the most hard-hitting news is coming from Hal Turner and from True News. And we're glad that Hal Turner took a vacation. It seems to have helped him a lot. And he's giving some balanced news reports. So he gave an excellent news report about the Ukraine, how back at each step of the way, if it had not been under the Western NATO influences, it could have spared its population. It could have spared 800,000 men, I guess, who now have been killed in the military. But you see, at each of these steps, the awful agenda, the New World Order, war barons, the war interests have pushed it and pushed it and pushed it and pushed it. Till now, there won't be any Ukraine left. And we don't know what's going to happen here. And I brought up True News because there is a big concern that Rick Wiles has. What is going to happen to Trump? Will he be sentenced and taken to, is it Rikers Island, I believe?
I think so.
And what will happen? And what will happen if possibly Joe Biden still steps down before the election? Not everything is cast in stone. So we might have sort of a de facto President Harris and Walls, you see. And if God does not spare us when he did, like he did in 2016, you and I, listeners, are going to be living under something far different than we've ever experienced. And it might not all happen in a year, 5 years, 10 years, but it will be the Soviet gulag communist system. And you will perhaps lose everything. We don't need to live in fear because people have pointed out to us that Jesus was born into a new world order. It was the Roman tyranny then. God will take care of his own, but we are asking you not to be fooled by people, and do not trust people who may harm you. You know, we've had some lessons lately. We had a friendship renewed, and a person was very kind to Lou when he had his physical emergencies last year, but we did not know till just recently that while pretending to be very sympathetic to the material in our book, in which we really do document that there were aborted fetal cell derived conditions around the COVID shot, the origin of them. And one person who brought that up clearly was Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. There are other sources that have documented the very patent numbers of this. So we thought that this person was really in that corner with us, supporting it, got our book, said the book was interesting. Now we find out that the person secretly, some years back, got the COVID shots and never told us because we would be upset, they said, with them. But now the problem is that the person won't repent. You know, as Christians, we're told to go to each other and point out if we're sinning. And the reaction was just that we should quit badgering the person and that this idea of the aborted fetal cells in the shots was just a bunch of crap. Bang, went the phone, hanging up. Now, you see, God has stopped that so-called friendship. God has awakened us again. So you see, listeners, do not be fools. What does the Bible say? Be wise, Lou?
Be wise as serpents and innocent as doves.
Or is it gentle?
Oh, gentle. Depending,
I believe it is gentle.
You
always have so much wisdom out of the Bible for me. And I know we're not going to get to complete this whole program tonight, but we will be back in it next week. There's so much in these shocks and secrets. But, you know, we could get hung up on a lot of theology. We have a little difference of opinion with someone who helps us with our program about hell. And I think it basically is the Seventh-day Adventist version of the hell, because Seventh-day Adventist listeners, we had years ago, sent me something from that material, that it was a kind of an oblivion, that it would be like an annihilation, you see, that hell wouldn't last forever. God, in his mercy, would kind of end that. But that's not biblical. It's not biblical. Lou, first you can say what you found about Jesus and the worm.
Yeah, and Jesus says, uses the phrase where the, oh gosh, now you've got me on the spot.
Well, the worm
here.
Never dies.
Yeah, where the worm never dies, something to that effect.
And that is referring directly to someone in hell.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
It is.
And so, see, we could argue all these things, that the body won't be resurrected till the last judgment, and then there'll be the white throne judgment. We could do all these things, because there's not a great total consistency that when we die, do we go to hell? Does our soul go right to heaven? And there is something very interesting. Let's take the thief at the time of the cross.
Yeah, the thief on the cross was told by Jesus, today you will be with me in paradise.
No, those were Jesus' words. So this is what we think. You know, in some ways, I guess we're like Harry Truman, the show me state. We've had some experiences in my life, especially, that Lou watched. A very, very devout, completely Christian man, when he died, what happened, and we believe there is evidence that his soul, at least, went right to Jesus, isn't there?
Yes.
Strong. So I'm not going to change my idea about hell being real and heaven being real. And the other part is the true story that we've told before about a man who was dying of a heart attack, and the cardiologist kept using the heart paddles on him. And he would start to die, and then he would be coming back. And he kept saying, it's so hot, it's so hot, it's horrible. And the result of that was the cardiologist did save his life, and both of them became Christians. So we're just saying that we let some of this stuff up to God. We're not going to be pioneering new kinds of religions, like replacement theology. No, God showed me years ago that passage. He has an eternal covenant with the Jewish people, and they're in his hands. Whether they're going to repent anytime soon or what's going to happen, that's up to God. And when we try to rigidly say what is true about this and that and the other, then we fall into fanaticism, the kind of fanaticism that says all doctors are evil. We don't believe that for 1 minute. Jesus himself was a physician. And what about Luke?
Well, Luke is spoken of in the Bible as the beloved physician.
Yes. So you see people who try to take that out of context and say that everything is pharmakia and witchcraft, they are distorting the truth. So we have to keep our minds open. And here's what really humbled me. I was not familiar with this, but when we were talking about how man likes to propose all these things and he likes to say, this is the truth, at the same time, tell the listeners what you told me about Job.
Well, much of the book of Job is occupied with Job's two or three friends giving him all kinds of advice and Job answering him back. And finally, in the last two or three chapters of Job, God speaks to Job and says, where were you when I formed the earth? And so on and so forth. And this goes on for two or three chapters of a very long series of questions that God asked Job and says, where were you when I did this? Do you know about this? What do you know about these things that I did? He goes on and on, and in the end, Job just bows down and says, you know, I repent in sackcloth and ashes, or words to that effect, realizing how little he really knew.
And that's where we think we are today and where we should be as each individual. That doesn't mean we don't accept anything that people bring to us as the truth. We're here because we're seeking the truth. But we just have to distance ourselves from infinite detail on trying to prove this theory or that theory or the other theory. We cannot solve all of the things that are part of God's mystery because he is God and we are so finite. So I guess we had to get some of that off our chest, and we hope that some of this is helpful to you. You know, we are trying to warn you in your everyday lives. Lou's new radio essay, The Kill Switch, that's so important. You don't want that in your car. You don't want to have that. And if that's still mandated in 2026, you better be starting to look for some used cars out there. Don't you think, Lou?
I think that's a good idea, yes.
Planning. We've talked about can openers. Is this by design? They all fail. They break. And, Lou, I don't know whether you mentioned before, you now realize what it is about the metal.
Well, it's just cheap metal. My dad was a machinist, and he knew there were various kinds of metal. Certain kinds of metal were useful for some things, but they were soft, and they would bend, and you couldn't use them if you wanted, you know, high-quality tools. And it's the same with something as simple as a can opener. They make it in such a way out of certain kinds of metal that the mechanisms bend, and then they're no good. They just won't work anymore.
And we tried can opener after can opener after can opener from the grocery stores, from the dollar stores. Finally now you ordered a couple from Amazon. It looks a little sturdier, the kind
yes.
that you got. The metal looks a little better, doesn't it?
I'm hopeful that these are better quality.
The food is being poisoned. A lot of things are happening. I've never been so sick this summer as I was on some eggs that came from Texas, and I don't know what in the world was in them, but they don't smell like eggs should. They didn't taste like eggs should. So be careful out there. Look where your food sources are coming from, and all we can do is say that it will not get you down if you realize that this life is short, and God Almighty has his hands around you. And this has been proven to us time after time, hasn't it, Lou?
Many, many, many
times. We didn't mean to get off on this talk, but there may be some of you out there who have been undergoing terrible assaults. You know, we on the surface, we've had an awful lot of things happen. Two air conditioning systems break down. The car break down. And $5,700 needed to repair the car. But again, now God has helped us with a little home equity loan that we can still do this for maybe four more years. We can get money out of it. So it looks as though that and some other help there, and not from listeners, from our own money, our own pensions from teaching, we might be able to cut that bill down by a couple thousand dollars. Now, that doesn't take care of all our credit card debt, but we're in a much better position to go on in trusting the Lord than we were in 2022 with $70,000 of credit card debt. And almost all of that had come from our radio work and maintaining a house that was partly broken down in Pennsylvania, but mostly the radio work. So, you know, God did not let us go under. He sold the house, and we still do need help. If there's someone out there who's very affluent and wants to donate to us personally, we will accept it, won't we?
Yes,
to bring us out
we'll
of debt.
Very grateful.
Yeah,
yes.
Gary Call and Audrey Call, we mentioned them lately, that we're distancing from their very pro-Israeli stance with them going in with the large networks like Sarah Carter from Fox. They're going into this pro-Zionist thing, and they're not really bringing out what's happening to the Palestinians. We can't do that. But at any rate, they've had a ministry since the time Gary's wonderful book, En Route to Global Occupation, came out and sold a good many copies. But they've asked time after time when they were $30,000 or $40,000 in debt for help to come out of debt because it is their ministry and people have helped. So if anyone can help us and wants to, we certainly will be glad to be helped personally with a gift. But that's not necessary. Many of you are just living paycheck to paycheck, day to day. And in many ways, we've had to do that most of our lives here, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
When we think that at one point, I think we had 8 loans, and we have a mortgage and a home equity loan right now, and I think we still have about 3 other loans. But you see, God helped us. And the key thing was we were able to bring you warnings and the truth. And we get back things that are not measured in money. Right now, a wonderful listener has sent us beautiful handmade note cards and with lovely photography of beautiful flowers. It's very artistic and wonderful. And we're going to be able to use some of them to write back letters to contributors. And, you know, that maybe sometime we'll give the address where some of you might want to even buy from this listener. But we have things like that where people are thoughtful and caring, and we feel that we actually have a genuine friendship with all of you. And, of course, we love being on WWCR, and we very much love being part of the Global Star Radio Network with Todd and Dawn Waite. They're real people. And they're people who aren't going to just suddenly dump you with no notice. There are many people at the heads of Patriot Networks and some patriots who have left people like Todd and Dawn in the lurch several times. We don't intend to do that ever to them, do we, Lou?
No.
And we know they won't do that. But we
That's
had
right.
some networks that didn't treat us right. So, you see, we're very grateful that we're really under God's network now. And the same with the book. We never thought we could get a book printed that's so beautiful and so complete and that we could send it out to you free. And, you know, if you wanted to help with postage, you could. And we're so happy that Keith asked for more. If some of you want more, we do hope that you will write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609, and just say, please send me. And it can be 1 copy, it could be 5 copies, could be more if you know the people who really will not trash the book and will keep it as an historic record. We're just so thrilled that God is getting the book out. And as I said before, he opened up a couple very unexpected venues to where an interested college student or two said, I'd like that book. I'd like to know more about that. And then later, could I have more? I gave out all that I had. You see, God is doing a work to reawaken and to awaken new minds in the youth. So, you know, we're enthusiastic about being on this program. It's been a hard summer here. It's been very hard, very hot. And many days we had to turn off the air conditioning because we believe we were targeted with terrible chemicals to kill us. They tried to kill Steve Quayle. We know that, don't we, Lou?
Yes, that's right.
And now, we've never been this honest with you before, listeners. But we're not afraid because God Almighty knows how long he wants this program to last. He knows how he will take care of us financially, and he knows how he will take care of each of you. But you do have to keep your lives free of deceit and free of doing other sinful things to people and telling yourself lies. So, in other words, we all have to keep repenting. Well, you know, let's move on to some more headlines.
Well, now I have some here. Fully vaxxed doctor died suddenly of stroke at 32. This is from Slate News, August 7th, by Frank Bergman. A California doctor has tragically died suddenly after suffering a stroke at just 32 years old. Dr. Maddie Geigold, her tragic sudden death came just 5 days before completing her residency. According to reports, the young doctor was, quote, fully vaccinated, unquote.
Lou, if we never did anything else in our lives, but we produced that book, COVID and Coming Chaos, we haven't lived in vain.
That's so true.
Because these young people have had their lives cut off before they could ever achieve having a family or doing things that were noteworthy for the world. It's just beyond imagining how this Depopulation has occurred worldwide, and we still see them dropping dead suddenly in those obituaries that we bring to you. It's very sad. What's next?
Then we have COVID shots cause eye and face paralysis, top study warns. This is by Honeyley Fielding, July 27th, from newsaddicts.com. COVID mRNA shots are responsible for skyrocketing cases of a shocking new form of facial paralysis that causes people to lose control of their eyes, a bombshell study has warned.
Now, you know, we have to interject that we had a large study that we talked about last year about the prions that they had discovered that the neurological effects of the mRNA were causing these things in the brain to fold improperly, so there would be prions formed. So, you know, when we hear these neurological results, things like Bell's palsy, where, you know, the face droops, all of these things, these are indications of neurological harm. Remember that the mRNA ruins our immune system. It severs some things that are important. So are we surprised or not that there will be brain things happen? You know, a veteran friend of ours had every one of the shots, all of the boosters. Then they found liquid, I guess it was water, on the brain. They couldn't figure that out. Now the person has, I think it's called Lewy's body dementia. So, you see, we get what we take into our body. If we're going to take aborted fetal cell shots into our body, that isn't of God. We're changing the DNA. It's all different. So as time goes on, please pray that you will keep your lives pure under Jesus Christ. What's the next one, Lou?
Next, we have major international study. COVID shots have zero benefits. This was also from News Addicts, again by Hunter Fielding, this time August 12th. A major new study has confirmed that COVID shots offer zero benefits to public health and only carry significant safety risks. Instead of saving lives, the research revealed that COVID so-called vaccines are linked to persistent excess deaths across 125 countries. Then we have New Zealand preparing martial law. Forced vaccination for, quote, next pandemic, unquote. This again is from newsaddicts.com, August 13th. Government officials in New Zealand are drawing up new plans to enforce martial law, nationwide lockdowns, and forced vaccinations in preparation for the looming, quote, next pandemic.
And
unquote.
Lou, we have to interject there that the late evangelist Barry Smith had some very powerful videos that the Prophecy Club produced, and I think he had a book, but I believe that he came from New Zealand, and he said that New Zealand was always the test case for the New World Order. They tested things out there, and we've seen that with Australia, too, with the quarantining and the digital, shall we say, tracking. That's in our book very extensively, too. So we can see that they're kind of setting this thing up again. We'll have a lot more on that over the next week's time, too. The bird flu and, you know, various things that look like preparation. Go ahead, Lou.
And we have one more, this time by Kate Stevenson from newsaddicts.com. Germany vows to vaccinate public with over 1 billion, with a B, 1 billion mRNA doses a year. This was August 6th.
That's big.
That sure is.
I think read that again.
Germany vows to vaccinate the public with over 1 billion mRNA doses a year.
And that's from News Addicts?
This was from newsaddicts.com, August 6th. And just read one more sentence. The German government has confirmed plans to vaccinate members of the general public with over 1 billion doses of COVID mRNA shots every year.
Wow.
They have a new production facility in, I think it's pronounced Halle, H-A-L-L-E, Germany.
So does that complete your headlines there?
Yes. Now, let me see.
Now, you know what? What I think next, now that we've talked about some of the abominations, you know, those two men on the convention floor, the Democratic convention floor, simulating sex together and all the people cheering, We have to know that within all of the evil regimes throughout the world's history, we've had this kind of an LGBTQ element. And I think now it's very interesting. You brought out the Star of David?
Yes.
The secret occult things on it. And why don't you pull out the writing by Scott Lively that talks about the secret homosexual aspects of Yasser Arafat? And Scott Lively, by the way, is the author of a very important book I read a few years ago, The Pink Swastika. And that was how very pervasive homosexuality was in Hitler's military men and from the top down. So I think we'll let Lou go into this rather interesting, shocking secret next.
This was from WorldNet Daily, Dateline July 12, 2024. The title, Queers for Palestine, as a Nazi Precedent. Yasser Arafat's homosexuality was widely acknowledged since at least 1976, by Scott Lively. Many people are mystified because of Islam's supposed hostility to homosexuals that in 2024, American homosexuals would align with the Islamic terrorists of Palestine. I say supposed because just as in all hyper-legalistic religions, the doctrine of the Islamic faith and the conduct of its adherents are often starkly at odds. When one's focus is on the letter of the law rather than the spirit, there's always a loophole if you parse the statutes carefully enough. For example, look at Luke 11:42. If you also overlay the ancient Gnostic heresy on Manichaeism on them, you can, in some versions of it, get a full pass on any infraction because, one, the flesh is evil, two, humans can't overcome the flesh, and thus, three, whatever you do to indulge it is not your fault. Other versions of Manichaeism insist you can and must become perfectly pure through flesh-denying spirituality. In contrast, biblical Christianity sees purity for believers is merely aspirational, with our inevitable shortcomings bridged by the mercy of Jesus Christ, who paid the price for all sin. The most famous Roman Catholic form of Manichaeism was Catharism, which flesh-indulging version under the Bulgarians of the Middle Ages became synonymous with homosexual sodomy, buggery, and seems still to infect a sizable portion of the priesthood. A Jewish form of Manichaeism was called Frankism, which, quote, asserted that the most important obligation of every person was the transgression of every boundary, unquote.
I'm going to have to interrupt. That sounds a lot like Aleister Crowley, doesn't it?
It doesn't seem much different.
Do what thou wilt.
Yes, seems like the same thing. The parents of Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis, who invented the extra-constitutional right to privacy, by which many forms of sexual deviance have subsequently been normalized in America, those parents were Frankists. And he gives a source here, Heroes, Trailblazers of the Jewish People, Beit Hatzfatah, archived from the original on November 17, 2019. The Islamic form of Manichaeism was very influential in Sufism, also involving homosexuality, which was heavily practiced in Afghanistan until the rise of the Taliban, who suppressed it. After the U.S. drove the Taliban from power, homosexual deviance in the form of pederasty flooded back into the society. Under the Obama regime, occupying U.S. soldiers were strictly forbidden from interfering with the open rape and sexual abuse of boys by Afghan security forces. And in 2010 and 2011, at least two U.S. officers were punished for trying. It was only under the Trump administration that a formal investigation was conducted and reported upon by the Army Times. In a November 17, 2017 article titled, DOD, IG, U.S. troops were told to ignore child sex abuse by Afghan forces. But back to Islam and Palestine, whose most famous personage was PLO leader Yasser Arafat, who lived from 1929 to 2004. Arafat's homosexuality was widely acknowledged since at least 1976, when the testimony of a former associate, also homosexual, was published in the Canadian biography, Arafat, the Man and the Myth, by Thomas Kiernan. According to Dr. Asher Eder, Jewish co-chairman of the Islam-Israel Fellowship Organization, the name Yasser Arafat was an alias. Arafat changed his real name, Abdul Rauf al-Qadbi al-Husseini, to hide his relationship to Mufti Haj Amin Husseini, his uncle. Mufti Haj Amin Husseini became a close ally of Adolf Hitler. According to Icelandic historian S.G. Bergson, in Muftism and Nazism, Husseini became Mufti, that is, supreme religious leader of Jerusalem, in 1921, and celebrated by organizing a Jewish pogrom that year. One of the leaders of the massacre of Jews in the 1920 Arab riots in Palestine, Husseini first made contact with the Nazi regime in 1933. And by 1936, we're carrying out anti-Jewish riots, quote, with funds supplied by the Nazis, unquote. That's a quote from Bergson's book. Further to this topic, the Sowetan newspaper of Johannesburg published this editorial on the topic by South African legislator Jack Bloom. And here we have a quote. Ambiguous Arab-Muslim attitudes to Hitler can be traced to his popularity in much of the Arab world, both before and during the Second World War. Political parties that imitated the Nazis were founded, such as the Syrian Social Nationalist Party, in Young Egypt, replete with stormtroopers, torch processions, and Nazi slogans. The most significant collaborator with Hitler was Haj Amin al-Husseini. His energetic pro-Nazi efforts included a Muslim SS unit in Bosnia. General Abdel Nasser was a member of Young Egypt and made no secret of his early Nazi sympathies when he became president of Egypt. Nazis served in his army and secret police. And his personal bodyguard was SS General Oscar Durlwanger. That's from the Sowetan, October 2, 2001. Durlwanger, a former SA Free Corps commander in the 1920s, was the creator of an extremely barbarous SS unit known as the Sonderkommando Durlwanger. According to quote-unquote gay historians, homosexual men in Nazi concentration camps had the choice to be released through, quote, transfer to a delinquent battalion, like the vicious Straft Battalion, Durlwanger. Durlwanger was assisted by former Hitler buddies Otto Skorzeny and Eugen Dolman, who recruited large numbers of former Nazi fugitives from Argentina for key posts in the new Republican regime in Egypt. Dolman was well known as a homosexual. Less is known about Skorzeny, although he had been Hitler's bodyguard in 1939 and is thus likely to have been gay. It is well known that Adolf Hitler was a Manichaean, as was Heinrich Himmler, who designed the SS as an overtly occultic organization. It is more vigorously disputed, but just as true, that Hitler was homosexual. This is only a sample of the intertwining relationship of Islam, Nazism, and queerness documented in the pink swastika, homosexuality in the Nazi Party. The facts in this article are drawn from chapters 2 and 7 of the 6th edition, currently a work in progress, scheduled for publication in early 2025. Elizabeth?
And I think I missed something near the beginning. One of them talked about the activities that they saw the men doing. Did you read that? Where I had crossed out some of the explicit things.
Yes, you had crossed that part of it out.
And did you read that part?
No.
Oh, read that part. That was a person, an eyewitness.
Okay. Yes, this was from quoting someone, as you said, an eyewitness. We went one night on a training exercise, about 20 of us. We were camped in a citrus grove near Gaza in tents. There was an emergency of some kind. Several of us ran to Abu Khalid's tent to find out what we should do. There we discovered Abu Khalid and Yasser giving themselves pleasure, or should I say, Yasser was giving Abdul Khalid pleasure. After that, Abdul Khalid was quite open about what he did with Yasser. In fact, he encouraged all of us to participate in such activities. He said it should be a part of the guerrilla way of life. It created a closer bond among us. Most of us, sooner or later, were doing it as a regular way of life.
And so you see that links directly to Yasser Arafat.
Yes, that's right.
And so we'll be interested in the new edition of the Pink Swastika when it comes out.
Yes,
we'll be interested
sure will.
To see how this, it's nothing is new under the sun, is it?
No, this has been going back to the time of Sodom and Gomorrah and probably before that.
Yes, and, you know, as we sit here, we have to try to look at all the evils that are coming. And I have one more here, probably. Behold a pale horse. Paris Olympic sparks fears of impending Armageddon. This was July 27th, the People's Voice on Friday night. The 2024 Paris Olympics opening ceremony featured a pale horse from the Book of Revelation, sparking fears that Armageddon is about to arrive. During the ceremony, a pale horse raced at full speed with a rider donning an Olympic cape. The appearance of the pale horse resulted in thousands of social media users stating that it symbolized the pale horse spoken of in the Book of Revelation in the Bible. The GatewayPundit.com reports, Revelation 6:8 reads, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and its rider's name was Death. And Hades followed him, and they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by wild beasts of the earth." End of quote. And, of course, we have a listener, Fred, whose letter Lou quoted about a year ago, that he thought that this same horse was COVID. And we could make an argument for that, couldn't we? Because within that quote, they were given this authority to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence. And the wild beasts of the earth, we can think about the monkeys and the bats that got the rap for the lab work. Is that right?
That's right, yes, even though, as we now believe, it probably was the humans responsible, not the animals.
That's right. But there is the connection.
Yes.
So it's been very interesting to be with you tonight, and we hope you will tell others to visit our archives at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Lou, what are your important warnings?
I would just say keep yourselves clean, seek God, seek Jesus Christ, and put your trust in Him. And confess your sins to Him and ask Him to come into your heart, and you will be saved and have eternal life. So we thank you for listening. We wish you all good night.